You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You can go see this band at Laneway, Rolling Blackouts Coastal Fever. I spoke to Tom from Rolling Blackouts Coastal Fever. We'll play the interview with that after this. This is a song that's called French Press. Oh my God, Laneway's Monday! St. Jerome's Laneway Festival. Albert Park. Bum, bum, bum. Albert Park.
Coming at you from beside the dirty canal, and I never felt better since I let it go. You find out who your friends are when the city's cold. You speak like a child.
Trouble.
What a great tune. This is French Press by Rolling Blackouts Coastal Fever, playing at Langway next Monday. Like I say, I spoke to Tom from Rolling Blackouts Coastal Fever. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Mikey. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Now, you tick all the boxes for me. Melbourne, noisy, passionate musicians. I'm ready to roll. What do you got for us, Tom?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of those ones hard to kind of explain our own band, but I guess we...
Too bad, yeah, that's what you're going to have to do forever. So, yeah.
We have a lot of guitars. It's, you know, there's driving rhythms. We have three singers. And, yeah, we just kind of let the songs take us where they will. We just kind of jam some things out and, yeah.
I've heard that you've been signed to Sub Pop. Is this true?
Yeah, that's Woo-hoo! True. Yeah. I think, yeah, they're great Sub Pop.
Aren't they, though?
I don't believe it either.
Did you, have you been a Sub Pop, sort of idolised Sub Pop as a label for a wee while? I know I have.
Yes, yeah, definitely. I mean, like, I grew up and my brother, who's also in the band, like, you know, with our older cousins' grunge records, and, you know, we're looking at the back of, like, Nirvana records and Soundgarden records and seeing that, you know, that iconic logo, and, yeah, it's pretty weird and cool that, yeah, that's on our... and our records as well now, so
that's nice. Yeah, that grunge bringing the generations together.
Exactly, yeah, the teenagers will always get into it, so yeah, they are, yeah, they're a great label, they're great people as well. So we went over there last year, Seattle, and, you know, met everyone and basically got treated like family. So yeah, they run a great operation, so yeah, very happy to be there.
They've also glad-handed you with the opportunity to release an album, I believe. Will it be out by the time you come to see us?
It won't be. We'll have a single out, but the album will be out sometime mid-year.
We're going to play the single right after this interview, Tom.
Yeah. So this song's called Mainland. It's first single from the album. Basically, I wrote this one. We have kind of three songwriters, but this one's one of mine, and
The debut single basically, off the new album is one of yours, Tom. Can't be too bad.
It is. Yeah, it's good. It's good. This one's about, it's basically inspired by a trip I took last year where I went to these little tiny islands called the Aeolian Islands off the coast of Sicily where my grandparents are from. And
Well, this is before or after your trip to Sub Pop?
This was after, actually. It was after a pretty crazy tour and went on holiday with my partner and, yeah, kind of went and sat and stayed in this beautiful shack on top of the mountains. But, yeah, and, well, it was a really lovely time. There was kind of some not-so-good things happening, like, just down, you know, 50, 100 k's down the road. There was, like, a humanitarian crisis, and there was, you know, refugee boats sinking and stuff. So it was a pretty heavy time, and it was kind of ridden after that, the kind of conflicted, you know, emotions we were feeling about being in such a beautiful place. Well, you know, such bad things were happening. But, yeah, pretty much about that.
Was it hard to sort of reconcile the way you're thinking with the way the locals were thinking about that?
Well, we didn't hear much of the locals. The Sicilian locals there are very famously kind of private and keep to themselves. And also, we didn't know how to speak. We didn't know how to speak Italian, sure. so we weren't really sure what they were thinking.
They can slow things down a bit.
Yeah, exactly. And Sicilians don't even really speak Italian. They like speak their own dialect. So yeah, we just was mostly, you know, smiling and nodding and pointing to what we want to eat. So
I guess the reason I ask is because like New Zealand, Australia is a fairly it blossomed, you know, population wise as a nation late in the peace, whereas I think that people from Europe have a different take on the refugee crisis, maybe not a different attitude towards it, but just a different take than we can, you know.
They do. I mean, yeah, it's tough to say because Australia has, I don't know, I think New Zealand has a different take to Australia as well.
Oh, yes,
Australia is pretty backward in that regard. You guys are definitely kind of a bit more evolved.
No one's saying you're regard, racist so. Over there, Tom. No one's saying that. We love having you.
No one. Oh, great. Yeah, well, some people are, but we're not, so you can trust us.
Okay, good. Rolling Blackouts Coastal Fever, a band you can trust. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're coming over here for St. Jerome's Laneway Festival. Have you done Laneway in Australia before?
No, we haven't. This is our first time, and it's great that we're getting to go to New Zealand as well and Singapore. So yeah, my first time in NZ, and I think I don't know if anyone's been. I think maybe a few of the boys have been kind of on holidays earlier. But yeah, so I'm really looking forward to getting over there.
I tell you, we've just heard news today about one of the performers on the Australian Langway roster. Thankfully, not coming here. Oh, Mr. Get Your Cock Out Callahan. Callahan. We're not going to lose you to that sort of carry-on, are we, before you get here?
I hope not. I really doubt, you know, I think I can speak for everyone that no one's planning to expose themselves.
I think I can speak for everyone, I think.
I can, I hope, pretty close to 100% that won't happen, so, yeah, we'll keep it under wraps.
Don't worry. Sorry, Tom. Hey, well, we're really looking forward to you guys coming over here for Laneways. That's really exciting. We're looking forward to it very much, Tom.
Oh, it's going to be our pleasure. I cannot wait.
Is there anything you'd like fans of the band to wear, or a theme or anything?
To wear?
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, here's the opportunity. You've got people there I'm sure you converse with on social media and stuff like that. Maybe you can send a little message out to them now. All wear top hats or all wear, I don't know, whatever. All coming up in flat little dinghy or something. I don't know.
Maybe, you know, smart casual, like, you know, keep it tasteful.
Strong footwear?
Yeah, strong, sturdy footwear. If you've got some breathable linen or something, like, you know, be comfortable, be yourself, and yeah, we'll have a good time.
With that advice, Tom, I suspect that you're in for the long haul with this band, and I very much look forward to seeing Rolling Blackouts Coastal Fever on stage at Laneways, and wish you all the very best for the future. Thanks for talking to 95 BFM.
Thanks, Mikey. Thanks for having me.
Cheers, man. Cheers. Thanks a lot. And this is the very first time anyone in the world's ever played the song. This is Mainland.
Well, Australia.
Yeah, say the world. Right. Say, first time you use it. First time in Australasia?
No.
New Zealand?
Yep,
First time in New Zealand, ladies and gentlemen. The new Rolling Blackouts Coastal Fever single. This is called Mainland. BFM Breakfast. Rules.
What you want.
Rolling Blackouts, Coastal Fever, that's their brand new single, Mainland. You'll see them prior to their album being released, but you'll see them live. If you come to Laneway, if you come to Laneway next Monday in Albert Park on that special day, we celebrate the anniversary of Taumagi Makaurau.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.